welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens is with us. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good. I actually had the virus here for the last couple of weeks. And you guys and the situation you're in, and I heard you speak last week that basketball is the furthest thing from your mind. It's more important about the health of your team. How's the team feeling? And I sit there and I hear guys like Robert Williams talk about the bed sweats, and I went through all that, and it's an interesting virus, to tell you to say the least. But how's your team feeling right now?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you're back. I didn't realize that. Obviously, as you know, probably better than anybody, better than I could explain, there is that, we all just read stories about who has it, right? But right. when it hits you, or when it hits somebody close to you, your impression of everything changes, right? And that's why we're taking all these precautions and all these things to try to be as safe as possible while still being able to play. And there are some challenges with that. Our guys, Rob went through his first workout the other day, and it was pretty quick. Yesterday was excited to be back at practice and looked a little bit more like himself. And then, but he won't be asked to play a ton of minutes after being inactive for 14 days and dealing with that and trying to come back. There's always that, we're making sure we take every precaution with regard to coming back safely, just from a physiological standpoint. Sure. So there are, there's without question, appropriate levels of angst and concern. Each time we hear a story like this, when a guy gets sick, put a lot of faith and trust in, our medical community and medical team with the Celtics and medical team in the NBA.
So Zoe has accused all of us here on the show of treating him like he has a scarlet letter, which yeah. I would say is wholly accurate because we don't want to be anywhere near him. What happens when you have a large group of people that are always with each other and you're worried about spread, the situation you've sort of been in now for a few weeks? How does that look different from what you've already been doing to take all the different precautions you've already done?
Well, first of all, I think, obviously the staff, we have to wear masks and go through all the testing protocols just like everybody else. But we wear our masks all the time, whether it's in the game, whether it's in practice, whether it's walking through, walking by somebody, on our way to our office. It's always masked. That's a mandatory thing. Now, here we get on the road and we're not allowed to go outside. We're not allowed to leave the hotel. We're not allowed to go for a walk, any of that. I was saying earlier, I'm glad we're not in Miami or L.A. right now, and we're in 30-degree Philly, and it's snowing a little bit, right? Because otherwise it would be really maddening. And those are things that obviously we're being extra conservative, extra cautious, and at the same time, our challenges as well. With regard to, it's spreading across your team or the threat of that. The other thing now guys are being really leery of is, how close they sit next to somebody for how long, right? Because right. Just like guys that get it, we've had several players and coaches in contact tracing that were just they had spent too much time in close proximity, oftentimes despite being masked, with that person that was ultimately infected. So now you're like, you're trying to operate as a team and be a team. You're not allowed to eat together. You literally are having conversations and looking at your watch like, is that 5 minutes yet? And making sure that you're both staring forward. It's a pretty unique way to build relationships and teams.
Yeah, everything about this time has been awkward and strange. So that is in line. That's in line with everything else that's been going on. What's the timeline for Jason Tatum to be back?
Jason had his first. He was able to go and do his testing and everything else. All the physiological testing that you have to do yesterday. So he'll be able to be on the court in Boston a little bit today. And I don't know what that means, over the next couple of days. you know, we're, I think that there would be a chance that he would join us for Friday, but then there's also, you know, I would say at best that's 50-50. And then, you know, you got to, again, just like Rob, it's not going to be, you know, he hasn't done anything for 2 weeks other than, you know, and we're not allowed to have him do anything. And he's not supposed to do anything, you know, active. So you have to ramp him back up in some ways. I don't think it's, you know, it's prudent to play a guy, you know, several games in a row for 35 minutes a game if he's been inactive for a couple weeks.
Yeah, and Coach, we haven't talked to you in a while. I haven't talked to you in a while, but you don't live under a rock. I know you're getting ready to play, you know, Philadelphia, but are you shocked a guy like James Harden is in Brooklyn? Yeah, when
nothing shocks me in the NBA anymore. The NBA, you know, it's like we can play a finals game on June 17th. It can be the most exciting game ever. And then 2 weeks later, that can all be drowned out by rumors and buzz and trades and free agent signings and everything else. I've learned that the NBA is fantastic for a lot of reasons, but the, you know, the people keeping people on the edge of their seats, I think, is part of it. And, you know, the personnel movement across the league, they're really, I thought they were, and I said this a couple days ago, I thought they were the best team we had played in the first 12 games. And that was before the trade. You know, I thought that they had a great way about them. Obviously, we all know here what Kyrie's capable of. I think Durant looks like he's an MVP candidate. And then you add Harden, who is, you know, he's super special. So obviously they're very, very good. But we're just trying to figure out how to be – you know, better ourselves. I think we're lucky to be in the position we're in record-wise. I think we're more, you know, our statistics and kind of how we've played to me suggest we're more of a 500 team than we are an 8-4 team. So we've got to take it. We've got to really improve on both sides of the ball to get to where, you know, get to the point where we can really compete with the best of the best.
I think most people that watched Sunday's game were pleased with how Kemba Walker looked coming back off the injury. And I know you've told us before it's important to sort of wait and see how a player responds in the day or two after playing. How is he doing, and are you pleased with where he's at right now?
He's doing great. He's doing great. He had a great practice yesterday. I thought he was moving well, like you suggested. I thought he looked a little rusty, as anybody would at that time, having taken that time off and, you know, not really even being able to practice. But as far as like physically moving, you know, flying around, you know, I thought he looked really good, and we thought he would. You know, I think that there was, you know, there's been a lot of discussion, and I've been asked a lot about, well, will he come back fully healthy? He needed time. He needed an off season, and we didn't get an off season. And so when he decided to have the procedure done in October, you know, there was still thought at that time that the season was going to start this week. And it would have been perfect timing wise from the standpoint of him being ready to start the season and play normal, but it did not make sense to rush him after that. And it would have been a very short-sighted thing to do. And I'm glad that he took his time. I'm glad he worked really hard in the weight room. I'm glad that our strength and training staff came up with a great plan, and you know, he should be full steam ahead as we continue to increase his minutes, which is really, you know, it's encouraging, because like I said, I just think we like to compete with these teams that we ultimately are going to have to compete with, including the team tonight. Like, we need Kemba Walker to be Kemba Walker.
I'm guessing you're not surprised by the 76ers' good start, given their roster, given who they've got. Their guards have played well. I think you may have mentioned that the other day. This is a good team. Yeah. They're not going anywhere.
And you know what? They've been a good team for a while now, and they've started like this for a while now. You know, I think that even you go back these last couple years, and I think sometimes, you know, obviously everybody's going to react to whatever happens in the postseason and forget kind of how they've gotten to where they were, but they go on the run 3 years ago. We end up playing them in the playoffs, and we just had a lot of matchups that we could go to in that series. And then 2 years ago, they were a bounce away from being a team that could have won it all. And then last year, you know, we played them in the playoffs, but it was without, you know, one of their best players and certainly one of the league's great defenders and one of the league's best transition players. And so, you know, it's all been, I think the way that they've necessarily been perceived or talked about has probably not been as accurate as how really good they've been over the last few years. Now they're just picking up where they left off. They've added some pieces around those two special young players. And, you know, those guys are all really capable. They've done a good job. And, you know, obviously Doc's a great coach. And so this will be like it always is when you come to Philly. You know, it's a really difficult game.
All right, Coach, good to talk to you. We'll do it again next week.
All right, guys.
All right, good luck.
See you. Take care. Brad Stevens with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.